Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Alex Patterson, the Director of Community Services and Tourism. So it's somewhat nicer weather lately, and it is now the boating marina season, so we want to talk a bit about how that works this year. There's been some changes that people need to keep in mind. One aspect we should talk about is this sticker system that's now in place.
For sure. So similar to last year, you're going to require a sticker for both launching boats down there as well as for having a slip. Right now, especially because of COVID, we've moved it as online as possible. So if you go to our new website, wawa.cc, if you take a look under things to do and under boating, you'll be able to find everything that you need to rent a slip or to buy a boat launch pass for the season online. So there's forms there for folks to fill out. You can email them to us. You can do things by e-transfer, and we can either mail out your actual pass to you, or you can come on by the community center and we can do a contactless drop-off. And that way you can get everything that you need without actually coming face-to-face with anybody here. You're also welcome to give us a call if you're looking for a copy, and we can either drop something off to you in a contactless way, or you can come and pick it up contactless again at the community center, or have it emailed directly to you, as well as all of the information you need to get yourself set up for the season.
So this would be especially helpful if you're planning ahead, you have an idea, especially you have a boat you want to have out there frequently over the season. This is very convenient for that, but you are working on other options for things to be a little quicker as well.
For sure. So obviously right now I think people are thinking about, hey, it's time to get the boat out, and even though the marina is closed according to provincial regulations, you can still get your boat tied up. If you have any work to do that you need it to be floating in the water, you have the ability to do those things, and we're all hoping that on the 20th the facility will be reopened. We're also looking at, especially for folks who might launch their boat just once or twice a year and aren't looking for that seasonal pass, we've reduced some of the rates to make them more convenient for the boat launching, and we're going to have a kiosk down there, so instead of having to figure out when we're open or when we're closed or whatever that may be, you can go and pay at the kiosk to launch your boat, and that would be for weekly and daily boat launches. So if it's just kind of a one-off thing every once in a while that you go and do that, we're trying to make things easier for you there as well.
And again, there's lots of information about the sticker system, the pricing, all that sort of stuff on the municipal website.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to wawa.cc, under things to do, you'll find boating, and all of the information can be found there. Of course, as always, it can be found on our Wawa Recreation Facebook page as well as in your local media. There's information on what the sticker system is, as well as who to call for more information.
What happens with this money? Is this just going right back into municipal coffers for whatever project the municipality wants to work on?
So right now, all of the revenue that's generated at the marina stays at the marina. So it allows us to do some specific upgrades to the facility, which hopefully people have seen over the last couple of years. We've done things like refloated the docks. We've done things like worked on the fish cleaning shack, and there's a lot more work that we need to do down there. And this is one way that we can do that work, is to generate revenue at the facility for people to be honest and to pay when they're using the facility, so that at the end of the day, we can take that money that's being generated by users and make sure that we fix things down at that facility.
You recently launched an advisory committee as well, so you're definitely very focused on doing improvements, doing a lot of work, and keeping an eye on the marina.
Yeah, so we're looking at a short-term and a long-term. So, of course, the short-term right now is to get the operations at the facility rolling for the season. COVID has affected that, of course, because at the end of the day, the facility is closed, which is not something that's really new, and it's something that's very different for May. But at the end of the day, there's still lots of work that we as staff do in the background to make sure that when the facility can reopen and when it can be used again for recreational boating, that it's going to be ready for everybody and everything is going to be kind of in place and good to go. So at the end of the day, the long-term is also something that we're looking at. We can't just focus on what's going on today and tomorrow, but the facility is in a pretty dire need of some major upgrades, right? The stuff that we do day-to-day doesn't include the major fixes that need to happen there, as well as some of the upgrades that are going to allow us to attract tourists again from off of Lake Superior. So that's what the Marina Advisory Committee is working on, is a proposal to get funding so that we can reinvest in the facility in a bigger way than just the municipality can do, so that we can have a sustainable facility for the future.
Hopefully we'll have an announcement soon that the facility will be able to reopen fully amid current conditions and get a lot more use out of it.
Yeah, we're asking people to please keep an eye out on social media, in all of our local media, on our website, because the situation with COVID-19 is, of course, ever-changing, and those provincial announcements come out usually on a Friday afternoon, so we try our best to get the most accurate information out to the community as to what is allowed to be open, what is allowed to be closed, and what are the public health requirements for using these facilities. So keep an eye out, and we all hope that on May 20th we can get back on the water.
Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism for the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.